One of the most thrilling things I love about art of any sort is how I can bypass my conscious mind. You're going to get this. You're going to come to understand, I think, my conscious mind is a bit of a dolt and a fool. And I don't let it think it's very great because it's always trying to tell you how great it is. And it's a child. My conscious mind is like a child. It's like a scampering Doberman. It's like, you know, it's just, it's foolish and it puffs itself up. And the higher intelligences we have, you got to get to those. You got to bypass that kind of silly, foolish conscious mind. It's a very limited one. It's a very limited consciousness. If it weren't for like all those instinctual and subconscious and all the stuff that the rest of our awareness does around and under and behind the scenes of that conscious mind, we would just, man, I don't think we'd last a week. Anyway, that being said, this song, Strange City, I woke up, such a mood, just such a, I mean, this nightmare. And you know how real they are. You don't need me to tell you how real your dreams are. They're real. They are real. And I'm in there and just like everybody, you know, I've had this feeling in once or two other places in life. And if you ever have this feeling, it's never good. It's probably one of the worst human feelings, actually. And you experience it like physical pain, social rejection. I mean, there's papers on this. So in this dream, and I don't just mean like some person doesn't like you. I mean like those surreal, horrible moments in childhood you try not even to remember, where maybe everybody was against you or felt like it actively, you know. Terrible, terrible, no refuge. There's no refuge in a world like that. And if you ever feel like that, you know that feeling. And that's what Strange City is about. Add that to a surreal like dreamscape where you're in the city, the sci-fi kind of mood, right? You're in the city, you don't know anybody, but everybody seems to know you really well. And people don't want to sit near you, they don't want to touch you, they give you the eye. They don't want to, you know, just everywhere you go in the city. I mean, that's a nightmare, that's what that is. And that's what that song was. And I woke up and just boom, boom, just like, I picked up the guitar shortly after waking up. And that's the sound that came out of it. It's kind of dissonant. C, was it F sharp minor to G? So you're doing that half step, you know. And boom, just, you know, I didn't sit down and have a long discussion or thought about it. My hands went there. I guess you play a tool long enough and your hands know where to find sounds and whatnot. I don't mean to make it sound magical. There's a lot of time there. But there's a moment where all the synthesis of practice and instinct and nurturing your own creative flow come together in this kind of, you know, amazing synergistic moment that you don't feel like you have much to do with. And that's what I'm saying. The conscious mind just, you know, it chips in here and there. But then all this other stuff takes over, creates this sound, translates that feeling. And then what else? That's not enough, right? Then you got to have the words adding to that feeling. You got to have the tone of the words and the delivery of the words adding to that meaning and that feeling. So the song doesn't start this is part of the reason it was hard to sing for a while, because this is what my mind wanted to do. Now, instead of starting in a singing in a key that, you know, like, last night. So the easy note would be, last night I visited a city erected in your name. And that's where my voice always wants to go, but that's not how I want to sing it. The creative ear wants to go. It's like dissonant. So it's much more dissonant. And that's how, last night I visited a city erected in your name. And that's how I wanted it to sound, you know. And nailing that sharp or whatever it is there, what is that? That's an A in a chord of F sharp minor. It's not your typical note to lead in on, that's for sure. But doing so helps that reinforce that feeling of like wrongness, right? Spookiness. Something's off here. There's a tension. There's a tension. I want this note to drop just a half step or something. I don't even know what it is to bring it into. So I could never remember how to start on that line. And my ear could be, and I'd have to go back to the tape. That's why I record these first inspirational improvisation takes. Because that's when I drop stuff that I don't do it the same the next time, but I love it. I'm like, yes, that's how it should be. It should start out sounding like that. Last night, you know, that's the feeling. So, and then there's also the rhythm, which I have not got down yet. I can either sing this just how I want to, or I can play it just how I want to. I can't do both yet, but that will come. That's part of the process. That will definitely come, and it'll click in. That's happened with so many songs that I've written. And that's a beautiful part of the process. Another thing to note about that song is the vocal delivery and the choices of the vocal delivery. Like you hear, I gotta do a lot of restraint because I could belt this whole song out from my diaphragm, my belly. And I go into that a little bit at the end, you hear, you know, when I'm, instead of going, well, I don't pay that toll no more. Because I really wanted to have that whispery, tremulous, hushed feeling. I like the song feeling like you're trying to tiptoe past a door and someone's sleeping or something. I could go, you know, but I don't play that role no more. Because it switches up. It goes from pay that toll to play that role, but I forgot to switch last time. So, but you need the restraint because it has a whole different feeling. And I would like that song to have that kind of hushed feeling. Didn't matter how hard or what I tried. And I'm not sure why, but again, that's part of that part of your consciousness that I don't care to know why. That's what my body feels is right for the song. That's how it should sound mostly. So craft it that way.